Blog Talk Radio.
1. 1 is knowledge. 2. 2 is wisdom. 3. 3 is understanding. The devil's underhanded. 4 is culture freedom. 5. Is power refinement. 6. 6 is equality. Newborns follow me. 7 is God. 8. Build or destroy. 9 is born. You forget the rewind of song. 0 is cipher. Now there you have it. Cause I sincerely love the laws, mathematics. Supreme mathematics. This ain't black magic. I do my work amongst dope fiends and crack addicts. Civilized and savage. 85's run rampant. Trying to save these babies' lives. Supreme mathematics. This ain't black magic. I do my work amongst dope fiends and crack addicts. Civilized and savage. 85's run rampant. We're trying to save these babies. Well, your knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. Knowledge is symbolic to the black man. The foundation of his universal span. Just like the sun in the solar system. Wisdom is the wise word. Spoken by the wise black man who is God. Wisdom is symbolic to the black woman. Secondary but most necessary. To bring forth the seed of life. Understanding is the best part. It manifests. The knowledge and the wisdom that Allah possess. All souls symbolize the black child who rides like cream to the top and never stop. Culture is your way of life. My way of life is I self, Lord and Master.
Freedom is the freedom.
I see the slums full of mental slaves on the way to their grave. Supreme mathematics. This ain't black magic. I do my work amongst dope fiends and crack addicts. Symbolize the savage. 85's run rampant. Trying to save these babies' lives. Supreme mathematics. This ain't black magic. I do my work amongst dope fiends and crack addicts, civilized and savage. 85's run rampant, trying to save these babies' lives. Your power is the truth, and the truth is the light. To take you right out of the dark and give you sight. Refinement is to cleanse yourself, mentally and physically. For some, it's not done typically. Equality is to be equal. In all forms of knowledge, to share with my people. God is the law, and the law is God. That's what was told to Muhammad by Master Farouk. Supreme mathematics, this ain't black magic. I do my work amongst dope fiends and crack addicts. Civilized and savage. 85's run rampant. Trying to save these babies' lives. Supreme mathematics. This ain't black magic. I do my work amongst dope fiends and crack addicts. Civilized and savage. 85's run rampant. Trying to save these babies' lives. The whole build is to add on to all this positive. Destroy is to take away all this negative. Born is to bring into existence. That could only happen if there's persistence. I was born twice. First through my mom. Then through the womb of Islam. Born is to be complete. Cause after that, all numbers repeat.
Just add the zero.
Cypher's a circle, 360 degrees. Knowledge 120, wisdom 120, understanding 120. A cypher's a person, place of sin.
That's right.
My bloodline traced back to king. A cypher's a person, place of sin. My bloodline traced back to king. Supreme mathematics. This ain't black magic. I do my work amongst dope fiends and crack addicts. Civilized and savage. 85's run rampant. Trying to save these babies' lives. Supreme mathematics. This ain't black magic. I do my work amongst dope fiends and crack addicts. Civilized and savage. 85's run rampant. Trying to save these babies' lives.
Yeah. Peace to the gods. Peace to the earth. Queens and seeds. My universal fans, let's do it. Keep building. Yes. Knowledge, go. Yeah. My universal fans.
Yo, check me out, General Monk style. Run devils across the desert 2,200 miles and make them walk every step of the way. Strip them down, take everything away. Send them to the mountainous cave. 2,000 years alone he stayed. Mustafa slept in the ring of fire, bringing knowledge of how to steal and be a liar. He tried to be a civilizer, 33 and 1/3 degrees wiser. He taught them how to build a home and how to live a respectable life and how to master the original man, which was the plan of the father as a boy. 6 years old, playing with steel. So opposition tracking that everything's real. And if you put your mind to it, by the force of your will, what the thoughts manifest could be able to kill. I'm just glad we to the point that we able to feel. If we could only stay stable, maybe we will. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. A universal fan, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. Hey, yo, tell them who I am.
We at the mind spraying nickel bags of black folding stacks. It's ganja season here now. What up, my dude? Lax, yo, blowing coffins, keep bagging. We gon' show the government it ain't about blacks, it's only about stacks. Furnished last, balling crabs, Houston oil and mass, Reebok, tennis yellow, fellow gone mad. The game is stupid, these teams they keep sneezing, yo. What's the reason? Too much pussy to get records to rag,
the
yo.
The one of the rats, rolling clothes,
slip paper, cut in my hands. I got 11 fingerprints, hold that. Back to the filthy, ugly, muggy, rugby, thugs with no love, slugs, silver ones, stodies. Split niggas, temples, forget the shit, freshly sweet. Roll that Nestle, the vaccine and rentals. Fly language, lift the sword off and spray you. Yo, a large one, a gun, no playing.
Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fan, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am.
Last Sunday of the month, so to Harlem we went, not clubbing. The Parliament to Harriet Tubman. Peace to the God, peace to the earth, peace to the seed, peace to the birth of the nation. The 5% that sent intelligent brothers to represent. A law of justice made the knowledge born. You find the guards from the jails to the college dorm. You gotta know the ledge, the wise, the dumb. And understand your culture of freedom. Power equally with the gods, so you can build and burn your cipher. All your life you must teach truth. Of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, pursue that goal, which makes the student enroll. And only then you'll prosper.
Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am.
The Bible and Quran, who was walked on this planet from knowledge to born, led in the right direction easily. I offer tools to those in need of protection. Use mathematics to gain answers to questions. King, Kassim, God of law, so forth and prove sun, moon, and stars. Raised from the dead by science to the knowledge of God. Now I know what civilization means. And I strive to teach that to these cats, but it seems that they got a 10-step in their head or something. Walking around, but they mentally dead. They ask for tools and I give them bread. And some died. Just that food for thought that they was fed. My wisdom bears fruit, arm, leg, arm, head. Supreme being, black man, and dread. I shared equality with Jamal. I spread blood, fire, yo. All hail the ghetto messiah. Truth bringer in the midst of these snakes. I make knowledge born, going through whatever it takes. Whether I build or destroy, I can cause earthquakes. Adding on to the positive shining light as this earth rotates.
For press use only, Baby Grand Records.
Peace to the gods and the earths and fat goddesses. We're going to get into some deep discussion tonight. Let me bring on my hosts, my co-hosts. We're going to bring on Brother Fahim L. Peace, bro. Brother Fahim?
Oh, yeah. Peace and love, brother. The phone went out on us for a second. Yeah.
All right. We're going to get it right.
All right.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, brother. How the Green Sheik doing tonight?
I'm doing well, bro.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. We're going to bring on our other co-host here. Brother Olabala, you here?
Peace. Peace to the God.
Peace God.
Great.
Wonderful.
All right. Brother been asking me for the last few weeks to deal with the issue of the Nation of Gods and Earths. I can't deal with the Nation of Gods and Earths without dealing with the Moorish Holy Temple of Science / Moor Science Temple of America / Nation of Islam / Nation of Gods and Earths, because they're all connected as Asiatics.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into a discussion about Clarence 13X, known as Father of Law. And going to Clarence Smith, Clarence E. Smith. I think we want to talk about, when the organization, came into basically existence. That was around 1963 to 64, and we want to tell and talk about how all of this came about. Clarence Edward Smith, he was born February 22nd, 1928, and he passed form June 12th, 1969. Now, he is known as the founder of the Scent Movement, and some reported to be just a split from the Nation of Islam. He was born in Virginia, moved to New York, he served in the United States Army during the Korean War. After he returned to New York, he found that his wife had joined the Nation of Islam. He joined her, and took on the name Clarence 13X. And he served, basically as security officer, martial arts instructor, student minister before leaving, in 1963. Many want to say that he left because of gambling. Some say that he left because of the differences about Master Farah Muhammad and how Master Farah Muhammad could not have been God because he was a half-breed, if that is the case. He wasn't the original man, put it that way.
Yeah. And some people said that he left because he said he was Allah.
Exactly, and that's what they
heard
said.
That too. Yeah.
Right. Now, supposedly who put him out was Malcolm X, Elahaj Malik El-Shabazz, later known as. And it has been reported that put him out because of that, of what you just said, Brother Olabala.
Yeah.
And of course, after leaving the NOI, Clarence 13X became known as Father of Law to many and formed what became known as the Five Percenters. And basically, he concluded that all, black men, as we would say, Moors, were divine and took on the attribute of law to symbolize that status. That's the same as within the lessons, the 101 and 102, of Ron questions for Moorish Americans. Where it says, simply, where's Allah? Or where is the nearest place we can see him? It says, in the heart. And then
right.
It comes down and you ask the question, who is Allah? Who is Allah? And Allah is the Father of the universe. And then, can you see him? It says, no here. But we understand what that means. We're talking about the energy in which that moved this physical vessel.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at Allah, we know that is Allah in man.
Exactly.
that is, you know, basically what he was telling them, take on the attribute of Allah, it symbolizes Allah and man. You know, of course, he rejected the belief in the invisible God. You know,
the lessons teach what he said.
Exactly. Yeah. Without body, you know, and teaching that God can be found within each, you know, so-called black man. You know, black woman.
Exactly. Yeah.
What is the Arabic word for God?
Allah,
right? So who is the original man?
Allah.
The original man is the Asiatic black man, the maker, owner, cream, and the planner, God of the universe.
God of the universe.
Keep in mind, if you were speaking Arabic, you wouldn't have used the word God. You would have used the word Allah.
Exactly. If you would have.
In Arabic. So replace that word God in the answer for who's the original man with the word Allah, because you, as a Muslim, would not have been speaking English.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So he was writing exact.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So we know that, you know, he referred to the women as earth, symbolizing the fact of their nurturing ability. You know, and, you know, that's one of the sciences behind why he referred to the earth. You know, and of course, we all are earthling, if you want to say that we symbolize the earth in that regard, you know, that we are, you know, 3/4 of water, which happened to be the same equivalent to the 75% of 3/4 of water on the planet earth. We have that within our physical body. So we are a replica of the earth in that form and fashion. This is why it says that man was made from the dust of the ground, his flesh, his blood. You know what I'm saying? He was made from the dust of the ground. Symbolically, you know, talking about how we return to dust, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You know, we leave the body here, but the energy in which that resided in the body continue moving on. And that's not a spooky thing, but for that energy to have a physical representation, it has to become like the word made flesh. It has to have a physical vessel so that we can recognize the God or the Allah within each and every one of us. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
We're talking about Allah. We're talking about one who has a soul. We're talking about the soul principle. The word Allah comes from the Egyptian word Ura, which means the great sun or the great light. And that great light is talking about your soul. So when we say Allah, we're talking about the soul on which that inhibits the physical body. That is Allah.
Yeah.
And my appendages, which is my arm, leg, supreme head, symbolizes A-L-L-A-H, which is Allah. In other words, I'm God in physical form. I'm Allah in personage. God in personage, as they would say about Master Farah Muhammad. You know, in the Nation of Islam, they say Master Farah Muhammad is God in personage. Well, I and each of you who have souls are God in personage.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
You know? So, Clarence 13X, known as Father Allah, he understood that. You know, and he began to start teaching those particular lessons, you know, and brought the, you know, within the Moorish Science Temple of America, we called it the Adept Chamber Lessons, or the Adept Chamber Information, but the Nation of Islam keeps this information like it's the Adept Chamber Information too, you know?
They do. Yeah, they
and,
do.
Right. And so this information came forth, you know what I'm saying, by way of Clarence 13X and other groups in which that follow him and who was trained and taught by him. Just like Shamgar put together the universal flag, you know, which that combines the Moor Science Temple of America and the Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
Circle 7, which is Moor Science Temple of America, and you have the sun, moon, and star, which is symbolic to the Nation of Islam, you know, portion. You know, you have the crescent moon, you have the star, which the red background symbolizes the sun. Does it not, brothers?
Yes, it does.
Right. So that flag from Shamgar symbolizes the combining of those schools, both of those schools of thoughts. the Moral Science of America, and the Nation of Islam to now become that we graduated back to Allah, back to God. You know, in other words, is that just dealing with the physical aspect in that regard, like we just refer to ourselves as Moors, or we just refer to ourselves as Asiatics, or black men, or black women, you know, but that we actually are talking now about Allah, which is the higher self, you know,
right,
which runs ambit on the lower self here, at least it's supposed to.
Yes, you're right about that, because Clarence 13X did some clarifications on that. That's all he was doing when he used to claim himself Allah. And most, the majority, and I'm surprised that Malik Shabazz, but I guess he didn't really get the understanding of it neither. Him to fire Clarence 13X, you know, and it said the same thing in Circle 7, you know, the higher self and the lower self.
Exactly.
And, you know that's all.
He was making the clarity, like you said, brother, L, that Allah is the higher self, and we're following the higher self. We are the higher self. In other words, the soul has a body. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The soul has a body, not the body has a soul. It's the other way around. The soul has a body. You know, so we know that, you know, around in 1964, he was shot, but he survived that attack. And after several months and several of his followers, they took him and they put him in a psychiatric ward, I guess you can say, under psychiatric care. And the doctor said that he suffered from paranoid schizophrenia, because he referred to himself as a law. Okay? But when he was released from custody after 1966, ruling by the Supreme Court placed limits and confined without trial. So that means he was in there for almost 2 years without a trial.
Wow.
All right. So that was one of the things. And then we know that by June 12th, it says that Clarence, you know, was fatally shot. This is when those assailants shot him 7 times, symbolic, of course. Whoever did this to him, which that is still out, the jury is still out on that. I've done heard so many stories over the last 30 years, about what took place and what really happened. We still don't know. Some say that it was some of his own members. Some say that it was the Nation of Islam. Some say that it was the FBI, because they had tracking on him. And, of course, they wanted to prevent the rise of a black messiah.
Right.
And here he is telling that they are more than a messiah. You are law. You God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. He done went beyond the Messiah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that was a ritual when he was telling 7 times.
Right, that was the ritual. Exactly. No doubt, that was the ritual, brother. And it's a known fact that by 1963, he came to the attention of the FBI, and informants recorded his presence at rallies led by Malcolm X, So he was still, he was still cordial, with members of the Nation, what more than likely led to him leaving is, how Clarence and Father Law became doubtful about the teachings of Wallace for Muhammad,
right?
That he was God. Nowadays, when you get in Islam, you have to write a letter.
That's right.
True. You have to write a letter to Master Far Muhammad, right or wrong.
That's right. Right or wrong, brother.
Yeah.
And it has to be your M. Has to be your M. Your you will have to be exactly whether you was written or
right.
else you will not pass.
Exactly.
Yeah,
let you through.
Has to be in the handwriting. The handwriting that Elijah Muhammad, it got to be the exact handwriting of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Exactly,
exactly the way he put it.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, now, we understand that. So,
oh, yeah.
It's like, in a sense, you writing a letter to Santa Claus. Except Santa Claus, in a sense, under that name didn't exist, but supposedly Claus did exist. It was St. Claus, you know, who supposedly did this.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
yeah, telling you to, you know, what, bring me a gift for Christmas and
right.
writing it to the North Pole.
Exactly. So that was that is something in which that was probably something in which that also was disagreed upon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was that fact. You know? And you know, and when we look at it now, you know, based on my information, the real Master Farah Muhammad didn't pass form until 1992.
Okay.
I have a brother, Brother Bilal, who actually lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He actually worked at the restaurant in which that was owned by Master Farah Muhammad in Oakland, California. During the 60s. And this brother is in his mid 70s now. And I just saw him this past week at the Umoja Festival. And me and him was talking. You know? And he tells me the same thing every time he see me, how he rode with Master Farah Muhammad much later after 1934, after those 3.5 years of teaching Elijah Muhammad. You know? We know that he was banned from Detroit and because of the murder in which that took place, the sacrifice in which that took place. I won't go into that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But those who do this study understand what I'm talking about. And we'll bring that information up at a little later time.
All right.
But that is supposedly what took place. Now, after leaving the Nation of Islam, Clarence 13X and John 37X continued to study the group's teaching, you know. And then some even said that, you know, he got put out because he was still smoking marijuana or reefer.
Cool.
I heard that one also. But nevertheless,
you're talking about Clarence?
Yeah, Clarence and John 37X. But they assumed new names, and of course, Clarence took the name Allah, and John 37X took Abu Shaheed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, after reading A Nation of Islam book with 37 riddles, as we will call them, you know, called The Lost and Found Lessons of the Nation of Islam, of course, we know those lessons was taken from Master Farah Muhammad, passed on to Elijah Muhammad, in which that you had to answer them nearly all correct. So if you didn't, then it goes back to the fact that, you know, you had to go back and do more studying. I don't know what the penalty is nowadays, but I know within, you know, the 5%, you know, when I was coming up, shit, if you didn't know it, there was a universal beatdown.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They tell you can't come outside today.
Exactly.
And then I catch you outside.
Exactly, yo.
Especially if you get caught eating pork. Oh, you better not get caught eating pork, boys. That's it. Oh, man.
Right. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, man.
Right, one plane.
Exactly.
It wasn't playing.
Exactly. So, you know, Clarence started teaching a belief, you know, a system referred to as the Supreme Wisdom, you know, which he saw as the core of Islam, you know, to the brothers out there on the streets, to the young brothers. And he was assisted by a friend, James Howard, whom developed a modified version of the Living Mathematics, the Supreme Mathematics, and also the Supreme Alphabet. You know, so the development of this system you know, was considered a divine science. And the reason why, because many of the influences come from that of the teachings of Sufism. And like school of Sufism, they found esoteric meaning in the alphabet, which you will find within the Kabbalistic teachings, or the Gnostic teaching, or the Kemetic, the Kemetic, or Metunata teachings.
Yeah.
All of them had a mathematical or a numeral equation for the letters of the alphabet. Okay? Now, when we're talking about the supreme mathematics, you know, of course, we know that knowledge is the foundation of everything in existence, and knowledge is to know as such as the sun is the foundation of the solar system, that the Asiatic black man is the foundation of his family. Knowledge is to look, listen, and observe. Knowledge is the first step towards righteousness. Now, that was the first of the supreme mathematics, you know, symbolized 120. The second 120 is wisdom, and is the wise word spoken by the wise man. Wisdom is the manifestation of the foundation, which is the knowledge. Then you have, of course, understanding, which is the third part of the 120, which 120, 120, 120 give you the cipher, which is 360. And is best part of the living mathematics. It is to see with the third eye, which is the mind. Now, that is clear as possible right there. They was already dealing with some Sufism, Kabbalistic, metaphysical, esoteric teachings.
Right.
Because it says that is to see with the third eye, which is the mind. Mm-hmm. It also a picture one draws from knowledge and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, understanding is comprehension. Now you understand or comprehend, you know, the knowledge and the wisdom in which that you have accumulated. And the wisdom symbolizes the experience. You know, so that's right there when it says that it is to see with the third eye, which is the mind. They just broke that down to you, you know, that we're dealing with esoteric information. And for anyone to say that they're not, then they need to go back and read their lessons again. Because what is the third eye? The third eye is the pineal gland, which the soul, which is Ura or Allah, is embedded inside of. And they essentially just told me that it's divine mind right here. You know, four, you have culture or freedom. You know, our bookstore is called Culture Freedom. All right?
Yeah.
So,
I knew what you was going when you named that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that was the bringing up. You know, I've been studying this stuff since I was 14.
Yeah.
So, culture is the way of life. The way you present, carry yourself is your culture. I self, Lord, and Master. And Master is our culture, which is Islam. Freedom is to free you from all the lies and wickedness of the devil civilization. Hence, culture of the lower self. You know?
Yeah, brother. That's my foundation, too. I've been, you know.
Right.
I got my X in
94.
Right.
Yeah, I got mine in 92. I'm known as Brother Robert 6X.
Yeah. So, you know, so, and then I got named Muhammad at Savior's Day, because we all got named at a certain point. So, I've been through it, brother.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's why y'all my co-hosts.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that more. Yeah,
because y'all understand the transitions, you know, and the adding on the building.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're able to connect the dots, definitely.
Yes, sir.
Right.
No doubt.
I believe that Clarence 13X saved the nation. Because if it wasn't for him teaching the brothers and sisters on the street, when the nation fell, keep in mind, when the nation fell and Mr. Farrakhan raised it back up, most of the people that took those positions were people coming out the Nation of God tonight, and they already came in with the knowledge.
Exactly.
That's what I noticed. I noticed that. from when I came, I'm like, man, the lieutenants, the ones of high ranking, came out of the Nation of Gods and Earth. They was sharper than people who just study the lesson just off the back. They was the more serious ones. They really believed that they was God.
Right. That's why I got actually become the assistant minister at the temple in Fayetteville, in North Carolina.
You can tell them nothing. You can tell them they wasn't God. That's one thing you cannot tell no person from the 5% nation that they are not God. You cannot convince them of that. You have a fight on your hands.
Yes, sir. You know.
That's true. So one is knowledge, two is wisdom, three is understanding, four is culture, freedom, five is power or refinement. Now, power is to manifest the truth, thus placing yourself into a state of awareness. This is righteousness, thus cleaning yourself of all your negativity. Refinement is the clothes, is the clothing you wear. Once a person is refined, then he is divine and has the power to destroy devilishment. Now you are able to raise to your higher self to become a law, one with the law, and now destroy your lower self, your lower nature, your lower mind.
Yes.
All right. Six is equality, which is the equal mentally as well as physically in everything. Seven is God, and is the supreme being, black man from Asia. He is the original man, meaning to origin of all, the maker and the owner and the builder and destroyer. Then eight is build or destroy. Build is to add on, to create a positive elevation in mind. Destroy is to ruin, to tear apart from within. You know, and the key is what is here is from within. So the first
place, that's powerful right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So your physical body is the temple of Allah. All right. And remember, the Nation of Islam originally was called Allah's Temple.
Yeah.
Right.
Allah's Temple of Islam. That's what it was called. And it's talking about the human body, not the building, the mosque, as they have, that now has become perceived.
If those of you remember the 12 general orders of the FOI, it was very esoteric and allegory. And to keep all this temple all in properly in view. Most misunderstood it as the temple itself. But no, another is talking about your body as the temple.
Right.
Yeah.
But they won't allow you to teach that too much in the temple.
Yeah, right. Because when you was away from the temple, all general orders were still in effect. So how is you going to, apply that to the temple and you're nowhere near the temple?
Right.
And all general orders was always in effect. So you had to apply the general orders in a different way depending on the situation.
Everywhere you go.
Exactly.
When you're at home, wherever, at the movies, whatever you're at,
Right.
General orders was always in effect at all times.
Exactly.
Exactly. It was. You're right. All right. So nine is born, which is, of course, to bring into existence, to be born to supreme light. To be born is to bring forth both mentally as well as physically. You know what I'm saying? So the last, of course, is cipher, or knowledge add on cipher, in which that knowledge is to know. In order for one to know, one must have the knowledge. Cipher is a circle consisting of 360 degrees of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
wisdom, understanding, which is life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we understand what is being taught is esoteric, and it already started out showing you that from just the supreme mathematics. Now we're gonna go to the 12 jewels of the gods and earth. In which that, of course, one is knowledge, the foundation of all things in existence, which hence the black man. Two is wisdom, is the wise word spoken by wise men. Three is understanding, is the best part of living mathematics. Four is freedom, is to free the negativity from amongst yourself. Five is justice, is a penalty or reward for one's action or deeds. Six is equality, is to be equal mentally as well as physically. Seven is food, is from the tree of life, truth. Listen to that Kabbalistic teaching right there.
Yeah, repeat that again, because you faded out when you said that.
Right.
Food is from the tree of life, truth. Food is from the tree of life, truth. That's number seven of the 12 truths. So listen to that Kabbalistic teaching, you know, of the Gnostic teachings, as well as also the Egyptian or Kemetic teachings of the tree of life. You know that's in the Bible about the tree of life, but we know that the origin of it is found within the Kabbalistic, the Gnostics, as well as also the Kemetic teaching or Tamarian teaching, in which that they actually have two brothers holding up the tree of life. Right? And it symbolizes truth. And what is truth? Based on the 101s, 102s, what it says. What is truth, y'all? Remember, what is truth? Truth is art. This is 47. What? 48. What is art? Art is
a law. Repeat that, you're breaking up.
It says, what is truth? This is 101. We're talking about question 47. It says, what is truth? Truth is art. 48. What is art? Art is a law. 49. Can truth change? Truth cannot change or pass away.
Right.
50. Check this out. What other name do we give to truth? Holy breath.
Holy breath.
So what is the food? What is the food? The food is the holy breath.
Exactly.
That's how you are able to bring forth ideas within your mind, because you bring in more energy, in which that give you the resource of your brain to tap into that mental plane, that mind. Because, you know, the mind is not just within your brain, it's throughout your body, your whole cellular structure. I can actually extract one cell from your physical body, or a strand of hair, a drop of blood, a spittle, a bit, and form and clone a whole nother you in existence. So your whole total experience is not just through your eyes and in your brain. It is throughout your whole body, your whole cellular, molecular, atomic, subatomic body. Hey, what is clothing? Is the clothes you from unawareness? 9, shelter is to protect you from the devil's negativity. 10, love is an elevation of understanding. 11, peace is the absence of confusion. 12, happiness, total satisfaction amongst yourself. Now, normally, we don't go any further until a person have memorized both their mathematics and jewels. We understand. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once this is mastered, then you can move on to the supreme alphabet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when y'all came through the Nation of Islam, y'all had to memorize the actual facts.
Yeah, student, student Roman actual facts. You had to do that to get in the nation.
Yeah. Exactly.
You couldn't even get in until you do that.
Exactly. Right. That's my point. Exactly.
First writing that letter, and then you had to do memorize the student Roman actual fact. Just become a member and receive your hat.
You got to know the square mile, how many square miles in the Pacific Ocean.
That's right. The total area
of the Atlantic Ocean.
Right. The total area of the planet Earth is
196,940,000 square miles.
Thank you.
Exactly.
The planet Earth is 24,896 miles.
Yep.
The diameter of the Earth is 7,926 miles.
Not for us. It's on Sunday. 93,000 miles. 93 million miles. No, it's
Right, the area of the land is 57,255,000 square miles. Uh-huh. The area of water is 139,685,000 square miles. The Pacific Ocean covers 68,634,000 square miles. The Atlantic Ocean covers 41,321,000 square miles. The Indian Ocean covers 29,430,000 square miles. Lakes and rivers cover 1 million square miles. The hills and the mountains covers what? I think like about 14 million square miles. All right, now, if I miss something now, y'all better help me.
Do my best, brother. It's been a while.
Exactly. It's been a while. But I think that Helen are 1,910,000 square miles. The deserts are 4,861,000 square miles. Mount Everest, of course, is 29,141 feet high, being that it's claimed to be the highest mountain. And then, you know, Kilimanjaro is right behind it. And then producing land is 29 million square miles. The Earth weighs 66 trillion tons, which is a unit followed by 21 sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. The Earth is 93 million miles from the sun. And, of course, it takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the sun rays to touch down to the planet Earth, which is equivalent to the same time that it takes for the blood to flow throughout your whole body back to your brain and bathe it in its nutrients.
Mm.
All right? Mm. The Earth travels at a rate of 1,037 1/3 miles per hour. All right. Light travels at a rate of 186,000 miles per second. Of course, sound travels at a rate of 1,120 feet per second. And of course, the diameter of the sun is what, 853,000 miles. All right. I think that was right. So, the Nation of Islam had to learn the actual facts just to join.
Yeah.
Man, that was rough.
That was. Yes, it was.
It was rough. I said, man, how the hell am I going to do this?
I didn't think I was going to make, but I did. I did it.
You did
it too, all the bottle. You did too, Dr. Eileen.
Yeah, we did it, boy.
Yeah, we had to learn something, yo.
I said, man, how the hell am I going to do that? Oh, man. Well, I did it.
Right. Yeah. And that was a beautiful thing because it shows our mentality, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the reason for memorizing is to be able to put forth these pieces of this puzzle, like what we try to do here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into the Supreme Alphabet, I want to talk about more about Clarence X and my father-in-law and how the Five Percenters, Nation of God's Nerve, was actually known as the Sons of Allah, Sons of Almighty God Allah. And they was, and sons was spelled S-U-N-S. They was also called the Blood Brothers. Hence the of the Bloods and the Crips. Later on.
I didn't know that.
That's okay. Interesting.
Yeah, right. It is.
All right. So, after Malcolm's death, the group became known as the 5%ers or the 5% Nation. You know, the name was drawn from the Nation of Islam, claimed to be the 5% of the black community. And we know, you had the 10% who's the bloodsuckers of the poor. You have the 85% who's the deaf, dumb, and blind. And you have the 5% who's the poor righteous teacher.
Yeah.
All right. So, basically, the 5% is here in order to save the 85%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to give them insight. You know, to give them insight. And of course, we know that Father Law had an inner circle of associates and assistants, you know, 9 of whom he referred to as the firstborn.
Hmm.
you know. And they was assisted him with spreading the group information to the young people, you know, many of who, you know, who took, you know, various names, you know, whether it was dealing with, you know, mine was Everlasting Truth or Law. You know, Everlasting Truth or Law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I still put forth those attributes today. Everlasting Truth or Law. You know, so all right, let's get into some say that, like we said, some say that the members was upset, Nation Islam members was upset at Clarence because by him saying he was a father of law, in a sense that elevated him to a higher position than Elijah Muhammad, who deemed himself to be the messenger of Allah. Some was upset about that fact, you know what I'm saying, and that information was being taught to the youths on the street, you know. You know, and, you know, eventually, you know, Father Law, you know, stopped identifying himself as a Muslim or Muslim, you know, and cast, you know, Master Farah Muhammad as a mystery god. You know, he rejected the idea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what happened. You know? And we know that when he got shot those seven times, he was in Lincoln, I think it was in Lincoln Projects. In the Lincoln Projects, down past 116th Street, down past, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in 1955, the FBI initiated an investigation of his group, you know. And that year, FBI directed J. Edgar Hoover, Dean Clarence 13X, Harlem rowdy, but feared that he would, check this out, form ties with more dangerous groups. All right, so the FBI developed a detailed file on Clarence 13X in 1967. As a potential threat to the President of the United States.
Wow.
And sent a detailed folder about him to the United States Secret Service.
That's serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, that a lot of that information, you know, isn't known to the public. And so we got to get that information out there.
Right.
You know?
Most definitely.
Yeah, but what people don't realize is that in the mid, 1967, the New York City Mayor, John Lindsay, basically sought to develop closer ties with the leaders of impoverished neighborhoods, and guess who they chose? One of them, that was Clarence, they chose Clarence 13X.
Wow.
Yeah, the city provided buses for the 5% to travel to Long Island Park. And with the help of the National Urban League, they attained that building known as a law school of Mecca, right there on 124th Street.
And they still got it.
And they still have it to this day.
Okay.
And C.L. Law, who ran the bookstore, he was my enlightener. He the one who gave me the whole 120.
Wow.
And told me to take this down to North Carolina and wake up the brothers and sisters.
Wow.
He didn't give it to me in pieces like what they was doing. Because I came in already with knowledge of self. Okay, so. And see, they helped, you know, Clarence, you know, basically, he helped them keep together, I think, by February of 1968, Mayor Lindsay estimated that there was about 500 to 700 5%ers, you know. And after the assassination of Martin Luther King in 68, Lindsey feared that, you know, riots were going to pop off in Harlem like crazy. And guess what? They asked Clarence to help calm that situation down.
Wow.
Man.
So here it is, at the federal level, Diego Hoover was seeing him as a Harlem rowdy, you know what I'm saying, who might possibly tie on to more dangerous groups. But yet Mayor Lindsey was trying to use him and his group in order to sway the masses from rioting and looting and preventing violence and you know, from violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Clarence Edward Jowers Smith, because you know he was also a Jower. You know, that is also what it said. You know. But I think it was around 1968, Clarence, you know, fathered a son with a young convert named Gasavia. And matter of fact, Gloria Steinem, if y'all might remember Gloria Steinem, she published an article in New York Magazine. And she actually blamed the Nation of Islam for the previous attempt to kill him, arguing that they were angry by his claims of Allah, and thus above Elijah Muhammad. So this was in the New York Magazine. Of course, you know, we understand this. You know, Gloria Steinem, a Jew, here it is writing about, you know, what was going on. But I had to throw that information in there because there's things in which that, you know, the public may not have known.
Right.
About the law. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, matter of fact, Akbar Muhammad of the Nation of Islam, y'all might know who Akbar Muhammad is.
Yes. I met him in person a long time ago. Yes.
Say it again, brother.
I met him in person a long time ago.
Right.
Met him
right.
in 75.
Right.
He's tall, a little taller than I am.
Right, right.
He's a tall brother.
Okay.
I didn't think he was that tall.
Right.
Yeah, I heard of him. I never met him.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, he described Clarence 13 being confused.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, did he?
And, yeah. Now, the reason for that is because of him not going along with Master Farah Muhammad being, of course, the Lord and Savior thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or being God, you know. Or
right.
Or the only God.
Or why you know better. I know what you're talking about.
Right. So, we want to get into the supreme alphabet. You know, A is Allah and the creator of all that exists and activates all thought in order to show and prove. He masters all science of reality. So that's Allah. So once again, the creator of all that exists and activates all thoughts, right, in order to show and prove. His master. He masters all science of reality. B or born. B is to exist. Born is to exist within the supreme or divine creature. C is C. It is to. It is the supreme understanding, and that enables you to be aware of all things. D is divine or destroy. Divine is our supreme culture, which is Islam. Destroy is to take away filthy things on the planet Earth. Now, when we're talking about Islam, we're not talking about the Arab traditions. We're talking about the ancient Kemetic, the ancient mystery school with Islam, referred to as Sadrim, which actually was a title by Hapi, who was the River Nile god, in which that his name was Muhat Ma'at, in which that symbolized that he brought peace to the north. And the north is talking about the higher self, inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually what it's talking about. All right? So, in that regard, Islam is talking about inner peace. It's not talking about, you know, to submit. You know, that's what I wanted to say. You say that Islam means to submit. It don't mean to submit.
No, it don't.
No.
It means peace. From the word salam. Salam. Or shalom.
Yeah, that's the biggest trick they try to make you believe that it means to submit.
That's the Arabic,
you know. Yeah, and al-Muminun does not mean the believer. It means the faithful.
Exactly.
Okay.
But they try to make you into a believer.
Exactly.
No, it doesn't mean that.
The belief system.
They want you to believe. No, it doesn't mean believe. It means faith, the faithful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He is equality and is the supreme unity amongst the gods and the earth. It is to be equal mentally as well as physically in the mind as well as in the body. F is father or fat her and is one who feeds her with the proper knowledge of herself. He is the one who increases intelligence and lessens ignorance. G is God. And is the most highest, and he is not a supreme, is not a being somewhere in the space, but can be seen and heard everywhere. Now, understand.
Oh, I just caught that one, too. I know where you're probably going. Keep going.
Right.
He said, G is God, but is it seven God?
Right. Seven,
okay.
G, God, right, is the most high, and is not. Is not a being somewhere in space, but can be seen and heard everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, people think that it contradicts what's in the 101, you know what I'm saying, and the 102s, where it says, can we see him, which is question 3, and the answer is no. It doesn't contradict that. You got to understand what you're dealing with.
Exactly. So
they talking about the esoteric principle. When the soul takes on the flesh, the fleshly garb or the clothing, then yes, I can see Allah. However, without the clothing, just like you think about Father Allah, he's no longer in the flesh, but he still exists. Because energy can't be destroyed. That's Newton's Law 101.
It cannot.
Energy cannot be destroyed, only way, transformed.
That was the object of the Halloween movie, the movie Halloween.
Right.
I said, well, the devil could kill Michael Myers.
Doesn't the Bible say all those that are pure in heart shall see God?
Mm. Mm. There you go.
Yes.
And with does and guess what? That's exactly what it says in the 101, does it not? In the 102. Specifically ask that question. It says question 4. What's the nearest place we can meet him? In the heart. Say that part again, Brother Olabala.
It says that those that are pure in heart, they shall see God in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you attain that level of spirituality.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Yes, you attain that level of spirituality. So yeah, you can see Allah or God. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because you're talking about the higher self, because that's, you know, the higher self is, you know, that's why I said, what is the higher self? The higher self is the mother of
virtue.
The virtues and the harmonies of life and breeds justice, mercy, love, and right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And remember, we just went through the 12 Jews. The 10th Jew is love, which is what? Is an elevation of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you don't understand, you can't see him. When you do understand, then you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's how simple it is. Don't make the shit more complex and try to make it confusing because your mind can't adapt to the change of the lower self to the higher self.
Right.
And that's what many do, because the five percenters try to get at the morals because, well, you believe in a spook god. Do we really? When you say Allah is in man?
Calling all of us spooks, huh?
So ask them, how you going to see, how can you, after murdering the devil, how you going to see Muhammad? If Muhammad existed, he would not be physically alive at the time, if he existed. So how can you see someone that doesn't physically, is not in the physical form at this time, and how can you get a free transportation to the holy city Mecca if it costs?
Good God, Brother Obala, you go too far. But
I'm just going by the lesson. How you going to get a free transportation to the holy city Mecca if it costs to take a trip there?
Exactly. Now remember, I asked brother, remember this before at the city debate. You was there, Brother Olabala.
Yeah, I was there. You know I was there.
Exactly. Who came and asked me that? Who asked me that question about Mecca?
It was Naji Tahuti.
Exactly, Brother Naji Tahuti. I love that brother. Now,
yeah, I love him. It's on tape for him asking, so it's on tape.
Right. He asked me that question. And I asked the same thing. I said, no, ask you in your lessons. 1 through 14, you know, of the Lost and Foundation lessons number 1 through 14, will be the justice lesson, which is lesson 10. Why does Muhammad or any Muslim murder the devil? What is the duty of each Muslim in regard to the four devils? And what reward does a Muslim receive by presenting the four devils at once? Exactly. Now, this is what that ritual was about, in which that caused Master Fra Muhammad to have to disappear or not to return eventually from, even though there was a report that he was still coming in and out, but he was told by the FBI not to come back to Detroit because of the ritual in which that took place, because of the lessons in which that was based on this particular lesson here, the justice lesson. So
they missed it.
Right, missed it, because it says answer, because he is 100% wicked and will not keep and obey the laws of Islam. His ways and actions are like the snake of a drafted type. It says so much. It learned that he could not reform the devil, so they had to be murdered. All Muslims will murder the devil because they know he is a snake. Now, look, they keep talking about this. They're talking about the Kundalini, and they tell you about which are the four lower chakras.
Uh-huh.
They all will murder the devil because he is a snake, and also if he be allowed to live, he will sting someone else. Each Muslim is required to bring four devils, which is lust, greed, jealousy, and envy. And by bringing and presenting four at one time, his reward is a button to wear on his lapel of his coat. His coat is his physical body. The button is talking about the third eye, which is right above the eyebrows in the center of the head. Where you see the Hindu put the button that on their heads.
Yes. Between the eyebrows.
Right, in between the eyebrows, which is called the Bindi mark. And it says also free transportation in the holy city of Mecca, like you said, to see Brahma. Now,
to see Brother Muhammad.
Hold up. Now, Brother Muhammad, now if you're talking about Elijah Muhammad, he's been passed since 1975. Now, if you're talking about Master Fra Muhammad, I told you that one didn't pass until 1992, but Many, he passed back in 1934. All right.
But we're talking about Holy City Mecca now.
Right. Now, Holy City Mecca, bingo. Now, we're talking about Holy City Mecca, then we're talking about the one supposedly who existed 1,400 years ago.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about the one now this sounds like some spookism.
But if you don't have these one-on-one questions, this lesson won't make sense to you.
No, it won't.
You'll miss it.
Right.
They all go hand in hand. They all go hand in hand. The supreme wisdom and the of the student enrollment, and you get the circle seven and the question and answers one and two, and it all comes to light.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because usually people say, they may say, the four devils is envy, lust, greed, and jealousy. You know, something like that. Jealousy, right? But think about this. In the 101s, question 73, it says, what does the lower self breed? Hatred, slander, lewdness, murder, theft,
and
everything that harms.
You know,
that's right.
It is the four.
That seems to line up perfectly there.
The four attributes of the lower self.
Right.
The four attributes of the lower
self. Those are the attributes, right. Those are simply the attributes of the lower self, which is the four lower chakras.
Okay,
check this out. Now, if they study Taoism or Taoism, then they would know that the four lower devils, which is the four chakras, dissipate along with the physical form after death and return to the realm of form. While the higher bodies, which is the three higher chakras, which is known as your Aku, your Ka, and Ba, which is your glorified light body, which is the Aku, your spirit body, which is the Ka, and your soul body, which is the Ba, those three survive death, and that is your immortal body. The four lower chakras, which is the four devils, is your mortal body. In other words, they die along with the physical body and return back to the realm of form to be utilized as energy for the continuation and the perpetuation of the human race. While you, the individual self, once you reach your higher self, now this is the thing, for those that don't reach their higher self, then they have to return back from the realm of form into an incarnation or back into an incarnated body. Now, you don't have to once you reach the immortal bodies. That's the throat, third eye, crown chakra. Once you reach those higher chakras and master them, then you do not have to incarnate any longer. All right? Because you have reached your immortal body. And now you can incarnate at a higher plane of existence, higher than this third dimensional apparent reality. This is what this is all talking about. So, here, when we're talking about in the justice lesson and free transportation to the Holy City Mecca to see Brother Muhammad, that correlates perfectly with question 660. It says, who is guarding the Holy City of Mecca today to keep the unbelievers away? It says angels. And 61, what is the modern name for angels? Asiatic. 62, what is the shade of this skin? Olive. Now you have black olives and green olives. You haven't seen too many green niggas walking around here lately, so that means you must be thinking that they must be brown or black olives. You have black, brown, and actually green olives. Now, 63, are the Moorish Americans any relationship to those angels? Check this out. Yes, we all have the same father and mother. Okay? So, it's not just obvious. Obviously, it's not just Prophet Muhammad that we're going to see in the Holy City of Mecca is these angels. Now, we know based on the 101, 102s who these angels actually are that they are talking about. If you go to question 95, is the devil made in the image and likeness of Allah? No, he is a shadow of our lower selves and will pass away. 96, who made the devil? Elohim. 97. Who is Elohim? Elohim is the seven.
He's breaking up. He's breaking up.
Yeah, the pain is out pretty heavy tonight.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I can hear you now.
It says, is the devil made in the image and likeness of Allah? No, he is the shadow of our lower selves and will pass away. 96, yes. Who made the devil? Elohim. 97, who is Elohim? Elohim is the seven creator spirits that created everything that is, was, and evermore to be. 98, what is Elohim sometimes called? The seven eyes of Allah.
Whoa.
Now, that is the seven chakras. That's how we know that we're talking about the chakra system and how it is related to the four devils in the student enrollment.
But check this out. It says seven eyes of Allah?
Uh-huh.
Right.
All right. Well, okay, so the seventh eye will represent what? Could have been seven of them. What would the seventh eye represent?
Allah.
Yeah. So,
Which is dedicated to God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Say what you're going to say.
Or Muhammad, which symbolizes the crown chakra. This is the reason why I said that see Brother Muhammad, because when the Kundalini, which is this snake, kills the four devils and raises into their immortal body, you see Prophet Muhammad, or Brother Muhammad, as they say here, which is talking about your crown chakra.
Okay. So, can I say something here? Now, where would the... Okay, so now, as you say that, could not the traveling, how you travel, could that route of transportation be up your spinal column?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, because I was trying to figure out how I was going to do this free trip.
Exactly. Yeah, how you going to get this free trip? You think it's the holy city of Mecca over there in Saudi Arabia?
Right, Arabia.
No, the holy city of Mecca is the divine mind, the place of the highest self, as we are told in the 101-102s.
Oh, and it's also
check this out, 68. It says what people represent the highest self, the angels who protect the holy city of Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
69. Mm-hmm. What people represents the lower self? Those who would cast out the holy city and those who accepted their teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it says in 54, what is the modern name for the Garden of Eden? Mecca. So Mecca in the Garden of Eden.
Is the divine mind. Eden is the mind.
Or synonymous, you know?
In other words, Adam and Eve and Iblis, or Lucifer, got cast out of the Garden of Eden, which is the holy city of Mecca, which is talking about the divine mind, and began to dwell within the lower self. It's talking about the concept that you condense into this physical body and begin to become thinking that you was only a tangible thing, that you was only a material thing, and you forgot the spiritual essence of yourself, the soul, which is Ra, which is Allah, the higher self. And you forgot how to use that traveling, because guess what? We just told you, remember, you said to travel up the spine, brother, which is that is how you travel to see Prophet Muhammad, and that is now how you do it. Well, guess what? We read to you that you do it through the holy breath, because what's the higher self? Oh, let's go back to it again, because I got to get you.
Yeah. Go over that again, brother.
648. Let's go to 47. 47, what is truth? Truth is art. 48, what is art? Art is a law. 49, can truth change? Truth cannot change or pass away. 50, what other name do we give to truth? Holy breath. 51, what have you say about the holy breath? All we can say is that is great, it is good, it was, it is, and evermore to be. Amen. Amen. Amen-Ra. The hidden substance. Prana. Chi. Ki energy.
Yeah, I was just about to go there, too. All right. Because,
And 52, at what place of earth was the physical part of man formed? We're just talking about your brain. Because remember, the word man means to think. What you think with your brain, which is your mind. What is the physical part of man? Remember, it says the physical part of man that was formed. It said it was in the Garden of Eden. 53, mm-hmm. what is the Garden of Eden in the land of Canaan, in the city of Mecca? 54, what is the modern name for the Garden of Eden? Uh-oh, Olabala, you said Mecca.
Sure did. Yeah.
Mm. Sounded to me like all this shit fits, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but see, this is how you can do this once you've been through these various schools.
No doubt.
You've been through 5%, you've been through the Nation of Islam, you've been through the Moor Science Temple, you've been through esoteric teachings, Kabbalistic teachings, Sufism. You've been through Orthodox Islam. You've been through, I've been through all that shit.
All that.
This is all why that. Together. Uh-huh. This is why we can do this.
Yeah, been and, in the church. I want to know what they talking about in there.
Right.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to master everything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because now, so from my knowledge, holy breath, the word breath in the Hebrew is nefesh. And in the Arabic is naf, so it would translate as spirit. So holy breath and holy spirit, are synonymous.
Uh-oh. So when niggas say, so that's why they say,
So when you're talking about chi, you know, you're talking about, is dealing with the same stuff depending on what school of thought you're dealing with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to look at this from a universal perspective, because you'll never see it.
This is why
the prophet mentioned Buddha, Confucius, Jesus, Muhammad, because you have to understand all of it from a universal perspective. That's why you keep seeing terms like the universal Allah, I'm a universal prophet. If I'm a universal prophet, that means that whatever school of thought you're in, we should be able to apply these principles. But no, you only thinking one side, you only quoting the one-on-one. You don't know nothing about Buddhism. You don't know nothing about Hinduism, Taoism, Confucianism, Sufism, the Kabbalah.
Uh-huh.
The Gnostic teaching. You know nothing about it, so you can't connect the dots.
Exactly. And that's the problem. But yet we got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we got to start acting like
you're a God. This is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in these teachings told you the measurements of the earth, the measurement of the mountains and all that. You're a God. But you don't know nothing about the earth, geography.
Right.
You know nothing about the universe. Yeah, you're the original man, you know, the God, you know, of the universe, but you know nothing about the universe. You know nothing about the earth, but you're the God of it. You don't know nothing about it.
Exactly.
So you
Right, and that's the reason why the first thing you was taught to get into the Nation of Islam was the actual facts.
Right, you had to have knowledge. You had to have the knowledge of the earth and universe that you're supposed to be God over.
Exactly, you had to know where you live.
How can you be a ruler of the earth if you don't have a knowledge of it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly, and remember, we was going to the supreme alphabet, and we only got the 7, which was God, and this is what all of this came from, us dealing with the God subject.
Yeah, because in the problem, problem number 13, it says Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam.
That's right.
So, you know, so when those plus lessons came, it was just really breaking that all down.
That's right.
You know, like I said, the gods and earth are more scientific minded.
Right.
I'm sorry to say, but to be honest with you, they're sharper than a lot of the brothers and sisters in the nation. Trust me. And they read more books outside of the teaching. They're more sharper. Talk to a brother like Wise Intelligent from the Poor Righteous Teacher. Talk to a brother like him. He knows a lot of stuff. A lot of times when you look at his albums, his CDs, he show you the books he was reading.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But reading, man, you can't be stepping to these brothers. They sharp, these brothers and sisters. They sharp.
Exactly.
Look at the brother. Look at the brother, Lord Jamar, and the song he just played. He was dropping it in the album. I mean, that was the hottest album. I mean, like, man, that brother was always dropping it. Man, that 5% album, man, that's one of my best albums.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know, he didn't. He was one. He definitely wasn't one of the serious brothers dropping it, man.
That's
he
right.
didn't play. And plus, he wrote a little book about the history in the album cover. So he really put time into that album. That album was no joke.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to it right quick. We're going to go to the fifth album, Islam. I Self More and Answer.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, be God. The one God to whom all praise is due, the Lord of the world, the creator of all things, the revealer of all truth, the sender of all prophets.
I be the all I see, supreme being, black man, the colored man is the European. Ran into his cave, he was fleeing over hot sand, steal from me and I chop hands off, that's Islamic law. Sight alone to make you wanna vomit on the floor. I study 120, the Quran and the Bible. Doing my job, the God got plenty disciples. Taking my rightful place among kings and queens. 85s wanna know what things mean. Sweep the devil off the earth like spring clean. My earth's rock 3/4, never bring jeans. G-O-D, take a little look through my POV. You see I B-O-G. Turn the devil into John, D-O-E. That means D-O-A, it's gonna be okay.
Okay. Leg, arm, head. Here to drop bombs on the mentally dead.
What?
Islam, I keep you properly fed.
Right.
And to the poor devils, yo, I'm chopping your head. I'll be the arm, leg, arm, head. Here to drop bombs on the mentally dead.
Yeah.
Islam, I keep you properly fed.
What?
And to the poor devils, yo, I'm chopping your head.
Well, how you be, God?
I be all wise and civilized. Deliver truth while the 10% deliver lies.
Yeah.
His devilish mint has been solidified. I'll be the 5% epitomized.
Right.
When you in the presence of God, you better recognize.
Yeah.
For your life get jeopardized. I'm about to exercise my right to bear arms. See me in a wife beater, nothing but bare arms and tattoos. I hit a motherfucker hard like bad news. Some people say I'm nuts like cashews, and that's true. I'm mashed through in a black truck strapped up. Busted from the driver's side. You either ride or die. All praise due to the Most High. I'll blaze you with my 4-5. Music. See the God do it. Allahu Akbar,
what?
Lord Jamar.
I be the arm, leg, arm, head. Here to drop bombs on the mentally dead.
That's right.
Islam, I keep you properly fed. And to the poor devils, yo, I'm chopping your head. I be the
what?
Arm, leg, arm, head.
What?
Here to drop bombs on the mentally dead. Islam, I keep you properly fed.
Right.
And to the poor devils, yo, I'm chopping your head.
Can't exist within my state of being. Why you reacting to the world in pursuit of wealth? I'm space is the medium through which you're working out my purpose. Forcing the issue through the soldiers of the seven churches. I stand before you resurrected from the death of self. Born again around the old things to all men. Hell is the human bond that suffer with the inner conscience. Go undiscovered due to ego and a lack of knowledge. You should go back to college, tell your professors for profit. They taught you nothing but this Molotov cocktail vomit. I make the rain, hell, snow, and cause the earth to quake. I think the thoughts that make the universe take shape. Atoms form when the thought produces a vibration. Thought coupled with conviction simplify creation. Here stands a man in the likeness of the Most High. Is it not written in your law that we are all God? I bring the kingdom to the people, still they don't believe it. Because I'm black and from the ghetto, but then so is Jesus.
No doubt. So, let's get back to these Supreme Alphabets, and we're going to go into, we just did God, so we're going to go he, H and he, or her, who builds the knowledge of self, and together they destroy the devil civilization. Nine is I, which is Islam, and is the divine culture of the black man, and is the true way of life for all the original people. Remember, we broke down the science of Islam. We're talking about Sadarim, which is talking about sanctuary, or peaceful sanctuary. All right, it's talking about inner peace. And that's really what it's talking about. It's talking about a state of consciousness. And remember, the five principles of the Morris Science Temple of America, Morris Divine National Movement / Morris Holy Temple, is love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Peace. All right, love, truth, peace. Peace is in between, all right, those five principles, all right, symbolizing that's what you reach. You have to go inside, being that it's in the middle, it's inside of those principles. So you have to go inside of yourself to find real peace. Then, of course, J is justice, is the reward or penalty for one's deeds and actions. K is king. The king is Allah, who sits upon the throne and rules in his kingdom with the laws of nature. Now, you heard Wise Intelligence just say that,
that
he controls, right, as the so-called black man or as a Moor, an Asiatic. He controls what? He said he makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes. Remember now, he said that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah, I got that. That CD.
Right, now where's that in the lessons? Now, if you go to the lessons, you will see them talking about that or referring to having that ability.
Yeah, what made rain, hail, snow, and earthquake?
Right. Now, we're going to deal with that lesson. Right, quick. And anyone, tell me the science on that, right, quick, Brother Olabala.
When you say tell you the science, like what exactly you want to know?
Right. What does that mean to you? You know what I'm saying? That we have the ability in order to make rain, snow, hell, and earthquake. What does that mean? You know, and I want your interpretation too, Brother L.
All right.
Brother Payne.
Yeah. You know? Well, basically, we have the power to control the forces of nature.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and that lines up perfectly with the Bible quote, which says, that the earth is groaning, and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know, it's like the earth. You know that scripture? We're talking about the earth is groaning and travailing, and
right,
and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So
exactly.
Basically, the earth and everything that's going on, you know, whether we call negative or positive, has a lot to do with state of consciousness. We can either improve what's going on around us by us, you know, elevating our states of consciousness, and we can also bring it down by our states of consciousness.
Now, for those who
even
don't
the prophet said that,
right?
Since the European got here, it affected the climate,
right?
In all statements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those who don't realize what we're talking about, just go back to indigenous cultures, the Native Americans, Africans, Aborigines, and you can find in their culture that they had rain and sun dances.
Yeah.
They was controlling the climate based on their natural ability in order to excite themselves and tap into that astral plane or the star plane in order to control those particular elements.
Mm-hmm.
You can even read in the Bible when it talks about Jesus, you know, Yahshua, speaking to the storm, and the storm stopped. Now, of course, we know that's a Bible scripture. We don't want to get spooked out, but really it's showing that, hey, if you understand how this thing works, you could even control the forces of nature.
Exactly. If you are more the earthbound people connected to the land, if you're bound to the earth and you're earthbound people, yes, you can combat even the forces of the vibrations of heart.
Exactly. That's the point. You can combat those forces.
We could then make it rain when we want it to rain. Make it snow when we want it to snow.
Mm.
Make it hail when we want it to hail.
Mm.
Make the sunshine shine when we want it to shine.
Right. And that lesson is in the 1 through 40 of the Lord's Muslim lesson, number 2. And it's in the 8th question. It says, what makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? And the answer is, the earth is approximately covered with underwater, approximately 3/4 of its surface. The sun and moon have an attractive.
Yeah, you kind of fading out. I didn't hear. I'm not hearing you.
Yeah. They're trying to drown us out.
You must be cooking again, huh?
Yes. Yeah, it is. They're doing their best. But we kind of break through, though.
Yeah.
Can't keep us down.
Yeah, so what makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? The earth is approximately covered underwater.
The sun and the moon having attracting power.
On our planet, while our planet making a terrific speed of 1,037 1/3 miles on its way around the sun. The sun draws this water up into the Earth's rotation, which is called gravitation, in a fine mist that the naked eye can hardly detect. But as this mist ascends higher and increases with other mists of water in different currents of the vibe of the atmosphere, until she becomes heavier than gravitation, then she distills back to the earth in the form of drops of water or drops of ice, which depends on how heavy the mist was in the current of the air it was in. There are some layers or currents of air real cold and warm, and some very swift and changeable. So when the water strikes one of these cold currents, it becomes solid ice in small round drops in form or in a light, fluffy form, which is called snow. but this water is not ever drawn about 6 miles from the Earth's surface by the sun and the moon. The reason it rains back on our planet is because it cannot get out of the Earth's sphere. With its high speed of rotating around the sun, makes it impossible. Earthquakes are caused by the Son of Man by experimenting on high explosion. And in fact, all the above is caused by the Son of Man. You get that? You get that?
Is that brothers?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I thought I heard something.
Yeah, did you hear me read you go over that lesson?
No, I sure didn't. They have
okay.
Me drowned out for a long time.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, they have me drowned out for a long time, man. Man, they were trying to get us tonight.
Oh yeah, we're getting too deep. We connecting dots, especially when you're bringing them two schools of thought together and making it one. They don't want us to bring nothing together.
No doubt, brother. I mean, man,
you know they want us to quote the lesson, but they don't want us to understand the lesson.
No, getting too deep now. We got to drown them out. Let's get busy on it. But you know,
wake the fuck up. The wisdom we apply, son, soak this shit up. If it was sex, I need to pump this shit up. So wake the fuck up, we'll get broke the fuck up.
Soldiers on the dark side of the planet. I give killing orders like a lieutenant. Hit the planet Earth and explode like a human cannon. The universe walks off, born to kill saga. Giving niggas head trauma. Bulletproof shield is made of gold armor. Brain surgeon is erosion to my Persian mind urban. Scientists found children wrapped up in curtains. Casualties, flashbacks, now sit me back. I attack like a rat, serious as a heart attack. Professor new assassinator, professor. Assassinate your mind, staying broke the metal plate. Lyrical Nostradamus, psychotic mind of Saddam. Ex-con, attack the Pentagon. With unorthodox fire on from Vietnam, I crucify them like Muslims, murdering Jews from Jerusalem. Now who's the supreme lyricist? You can't seize this. When I die, my name will be worshipped like Jesus. War, visual, and division.
All right, peace. Be back once
peace.
Again.
Peace.
Yeah,
that's another group.
Yeah,
that's another one of my group, Killer Army.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get the 5 percenters up in there tonight.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So, All right, well, let's go to L, which is love, hell or right. Love is the highest elevation of understanding. Hell is the trick knowledge. Right is to be exact. You know, 13 is M, master, one who has the supreme power to know and understand. He possesses 360 degrees of pure mathematics and brings about understanding.
Mm.
N is now or in. Now is the time to build positive and in or negativity. O, which is cipher, is the complete circle that consists of 360 degrees of any person, place, or thing that can that exists within the boundaries of the universe. P is power, is the supreme magnetic force which attracts the wise and frees the dumb. God is the only one who consists of this power. Q is queen, and is the black woman who is drawn up in her finest, or fullest equality, and is capable of holding the title black woman of civilization and queen of the universe. All right, R is rule or ruler. Rule is the standard, regulation, or law set by a governing of a group or people in a kingdom. Ruler is one who sets forth laws to govern the land in which that his family exists. S is self or savior. Self is you as the black man, woman, or child. The inner and outer circumference of you is yourself. Uh-oh, there it is. The inner and outer circumference of you is yourself. All right? Savior is the one who has the power to take you from the depths of hell, out of the world of poverty, and into the kingdom of God. All right? True. T is true or square. Truth is the identity of the black man. Square is the right and exact. All right? Of course, we know that's a Masonic term. Is universal, and is everything, sun, moon, and stars, planet, which was created by law. V is victory, and is achieved, won by any means. Achievement is won by any means. W is wise, wisdom, and is the way one expresses himself. X is unknown, meaning to conceal the truth. The uncivilized people do not know the truth. For the positive black man, it is you. No, you now know, all right? So why, and is the question asked by anyone who wants to know the answer, or, you know, the question is often asked by the deaf, dumb, and blind, all right? Z is zigzag, all right? And, of course, meaning knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, which is light. So we're going to stop it right there. From us dealing with this topic for tonight, and you got the supreme alphabet, the supreme mathematics, you got the actual facts, you got some of the information coming from 1 through 14 to 1 through 40, you know, and we gave you quite a bit of esoteric information. We gave you also the 12 jewels, you know, and we gave you the supreme mathematics, so, you know, we gave you, you know, a lot of information tonight. Any closing remarks, y'all?
Oh, man. I wanted to comment on that when you mentioned about Savior. Repeat that what you said about Savior.
Continue on, brother. Let's do that. We ain't finished.
Yeah, just start up at that point, and I want to add on to what you said about Savior.
Right.
You was going
Right. S is self or Savior. Self is
self
you
or
as... Right, self or savior. S is self or savior. Self is you as the black man, woman, or child. The inner and outer circumference of you is yourself. Savior is the one who has the power to take you from the depths of hell, out of the world of poverty, and into the kingdom of God.
Yeah. Now, now, Yahshua... Yahshua translate as what? Savior.
Savior. Exactly.
Okay. Now you always break down Yahshua, you know, and they say Jesus, which that was a mistranslation. It's really not Jesus. It should have been Yahshua, but Yahshua means Savior. Now, how do you always break down what Yahshua is?
I break it down to mean the breath of life, which is the holy breath.
Breath of life.
Mm-hmm.
So it said getting yourself out of hell.
Right.
So, you know, that connects back to the holy breath again.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the reason why Jesus is justice within the nation of Islam, the Nation of Gods on the Earth, and the Moorish Science Temple of America? How can Jesus be justice in all three and we all be called Asiatics at the same time, but yet don't have a connection? Somebody's lying.
Right. Big time.
So this is just a lot. I mean, we can go on all day with this stuff right here because it's deep. It's deep. Yeah, but basically, yeah, I mean, I'm just glad that I came through that foundation because it made me really see a lot of stuff, you know.
Right.
And once I got into these, you know, the Moorish information, which is all Moorish information, that's the thing. We don't realize, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, especially the ones that are studying those lessons, they don't realize that it's all Moorish information.
Yes.
Because the black man or the so-called black man that they're talking about is talking about the Moors.
Yes. The Master Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, Elijah Pool Bay, they came from the teachings of Prophet Noble Drew Ali, or Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali, if I may add. And, you know, there's no doubt about it, it's all more science. That's how all of it came from, the 13, Clarence 13X, the five percenters, that it all came from the Moorish science or the Canaanite temple.
Yeah, to be honest with you, the Nation of Gods and Earth, you know, 5% nation, made it more clear where it came from because once they had the flag and you saw the circle seven, it was more clear because, to be honest with you, when you was in the nation, did you ever hear someone say, arm, leg, leg, arm, head, I, self, law, and master? Did you ever hear that in when you was in the mosque?
No.
But you hear that in the 5% nation, Nation of Gods and Earth, though.
Yeah.
So they made it clear of where these teachings came from.
Yes.
That's right.
No doubt.
You know, I didn't hear that when I was in the nation. I didn't hear that.
No, I did not either.
That's why I asked you, did you hear that?
I didn't hear it.
But when you go in the Nation of Gods and Earth, the 5% nation, you hear that.
Yes, you do.
So we're speaking the same language.
Yeah.
It's very clear.
To a higher level.
And a lot of them will tell you that, it did come out of there. Because a lot of them know, because like I said, they read other books. They really studying. I mean, I'm talking about really studying. You know, like we just played some brothers, you know, like I said, Wise Intelligent. You look at his album covers, he showed you the books he was reading.
Right.
Even the videos he's doing now, because he's still making music. But like I said, that CD that Zaleen was playing, that's the current album. You know, he's still making them. He show you his book collection. This guy, he be reading, boy.
Uh-huh.
He is no joke.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You know, we coming to him, you know, talking no foolishness. His brother is well read. He definitely knows.
Yeah, you down if you do. Cut you down quick.
You know what I'm saying? Well read. So, definitely a connection, and definitely, you know, nationalization is the missing piece to the puzzle. Can make everything complete with everything, you know.
I don't care nothing about nationalization.
You know,
except but Moorish temple, the Moorish science temple. I mean, the Moorish temple of science. Of the world.
Oh, you know.
You know.
So, keep adding on, guys.
Oh, yeah. We'll do.
Keep adding on.
We'll do.
Islam is mathematics. Mathematics is Islam. So that means that, you know, it's about addition and subtraction, you know.
Yeah.
Some
That's
things
all
you have
do.
To. Yeah, some things you have to subtract as far as, you know, getting rid of that you don't need. And we got to continue to add on.
That's right.
In order to become productive.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, definitely. Because, you know, the lesson said, after learning mathematics, which is Islam, and Islam is mathematics, it stands true. You can always prove it at no limit of time. then you must learn to use it and secure some benefits while you are living. That is luxury, money, good homes, friendships in all walks of life. Sit yourself in heaven at once. That is the greatest desire of your brother and teachers.
Like you said, it comes to link yourself with the family of nations.
Yeah, it said now you must speak the language so you can use your mathematical theology in the proper term. Otherwise, you will not be successful unless you do speak well, for she knows all about you.
Yeah.
So your mathematical theology. So Islam is mathematics. So in order to apply, you know, when you apply your mathematics properly, you can secure anything: luxury, money, good home, good homes, friendships, and all walks of life.
Exactly.
Because you notice, when we talk about Clarence 13X, he was dealing with people up in the politics. So he wasn't just dealing with the brothers shooting dice, because they always talk about he was shooting dice, and he was dealing with public officials. Because according to what Brother Aleem was saying, he was dealing with politicians and public officials.
Yes, he was.
So he was applying his mathematics properly.
Mm-hmm.
So he connected with friendships in all walks of life.
Right. He knows what they have to do.
Yeah, he's making them stay down. Yeah. You know? So we're responsible to sit ourselves in heaven at once.
Uh-huh.
That's our responsibility.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah.
In closing remarks, Brother L, hold on, we got a caller, y'all.
Okay.
Oh, no, okay. No, they went off. Any closing remarks, Brother L?
Yeah, repeat the number because I didn't hear you.
No, I was saying any closing remarks, Brother L, because they clicked it on, but then they clicked back off on the number. So
okay,
continue on.
Okay. Yes. I was. I have heard someone say that. What you said to me tonight, Brother Aleem, that the brother had taught you some things and told you to go down to North Carolina and take it down to North Carolina and spread the word that he just taught you to the Moors down there. And that shows me that you had been taught up under quite a few master teachers. Have you ever been taught by the Queen, Augusta Turner Bay, L. Bay?
Who's that?
The Queen, Turner, the Queen, Turner, L. Bay. Yeah, Empress.
The Empress?
Yes.
I've met her. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've met her, and as a matter of fact, when my wife and I met her, that's back in 2004, she was in the nursing home at the time, and she was asking us our name. And, you know, of course, you know, we L. Bay or whatever. And she was like, oh, yeah, well, how y'all? She was like, how y'all get them names? And she was smiling. And then, she said, have y'all read my book? And we said, oh, yes, ma'am, we read the book. She was talking about the Return of the Ancient Ones. She said, well, that's what you're going to need.
Okay, I'm definitely going to get that book, yeah.
Right, so not only did we meet her, but that was the instructions that she gave to us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, I had a brother up here was saying that she had taught you all what you know. And,
She did in that sense, but the information that I received from Washington was from the Minister of Education, who was Professor Ravana Bay, who was a third generation Moore Science Temple member. But he was also the Minister of Education for the Washington.
All right. Okay.
And he's the one who gave me the information in 2003.
All right.
You know, he gave me that information in 2003. Right, and I became the chief of information based on the information that he gave me for United Washington. And we went in 2004, we met with Joe of Frederick Washington, Washington, the Emperor's son, and the Empress, and we had a meeting in which that Joe accepted us as being the first nation state of the Empire Washington deduct the money.
All right.
All right. So that's how everything was doing. Mm-hmm. But who taught me most of the information came from my teacher, Prince Ramesses Abu-Bey, who was known as Crown Prince Utan Tupac Bey, who was the Crown Prince of the Washington. And he taught
all
me
right.
from 95 to 2004.
Okay, then. Did you have just another picture you have in the, in your book, First World Order?
Right. That's him on the back of the cover, exactly.
Okay. Okay. I can clarify some things now. What some
mm-hmm.
brother was saying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, as usual, I had a wonderful night with you guys. Yes, sir. Dropping this heavy science. On these
no
people
doubt.
Tonight. Yes.
Right.
Hope we hope we reach a lot of people too tonight. Hope y'all listening in. Yes. That's about it, about what I got to say.
Okay. All right, I appreciate you, and I think Brother Olabala got dropped off. I don't know if he's going to call back in, but we're going to go to the 12 Jews by the Grave Diggers.
All right.
As long as you got mentally dead people who are living in the mental death, meaning living in the mental grave, you need somebody to dig that grave up and bring them back to life. There's no chance for a physical death, but there's a chance for the mentally dead. So we're going to come and resurrect them.
1-2-1-2.
I'm going to resurrect them. I'm about to resurrect the mental dead by digging up their graves.
Niggas is caught up in the midst of six. You better grab a hold of your crucifix. And this is it, the black God exists. But can you understand this? Let me teach you a lesson. Yo, the preexistence of the mathematical biochemical equations, the manifestation of ox, plant, air, fire, and water, which are in its basic formation. Solid, liquid, and gases that cause the land masses and the space catalysts and all matter that exists in this dense third dimension. There must be observed the physical comprehension. It takes a nerve to be struck. Wisdom is the wise voice spoken to wake up the dumb who's been sleeping. The fourth dimension is time. It goes inside the mind when the chakras energize up through the back of your spine. So observe as my G energy spikes a vital nerve. Once word with the tongue it pierces like a sword through the lung. Have you not heard that words chill as fast as bullets when you load negative thoughts to the chamber of your brain and your mouth pulls the trigger that propels wickedness straight from hell, from the pits of your stomach where negativity dwell. I search the east coast and west coast down and most found the small towns is like ghost towns. Everybody move slow down from uptown to Bucktown. Who a fuck now? Shaolin got the crown. And cops are still serving from Jamaica after murder. And cats carry more shells than turtles. Broken down parking pussies are fertile. My hosts are never reach up. Keep females in these spells. If you eat well, you sleep well. Send enemies to hell. What makes hair, skin, epidermis, fingernail regenerate? While everything else disintegrate. A Teflon vest so bullets can't penetrate. On the corner of my block, there stood this old man. A black immigrant from the land of Sudan. I used to tell stories to the children in the building. But never had a dollar to keep his pockets filled in. He bombed me on Deuteronomy, the science of astronomy. But didn't know the basic principles about economy. I said a wise man don't play the role of a fool. The first thing a man must obtain is 12 jewels. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding to help you achieve freedom, justice, equality, food, clothing, and shelter. After this, love, peace, and happiness. He had the nappiest head. I told him total satisfaction is to achieve one goal in the scheme of things. He who roasts like a slave eats like a chain.
Brother L, we out.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace and love.